Yo, welcome to another episode of the Pod Daddy, man. This is going to be fire. This is going to be the premiere of the King of Pod Paparazzi. You know what I mean? That's me, your boy Ramon. You can follow me on Instagram at Ramon LOL. Facebook is Ramon Bryant. That's Ramon with two A's. Hey, yo, I had the privilege and the honor of being on the red carpet at the South Carolina Adult Prom. And while I was there, I got some really dope interviews, man. So I'm going to give y'all those dope interviews. We're going to sit back. We're going to cycle through the whole night. And I'm going to give you a good little recap. We had some fun times in there. Some people was in there fly. We talked about COVID. We talked about our favorite movies. You know how we do, man. I do random questions. So we did random questions on the red carpet. You know what I mean? So y'all sit back. Y'all enjoy the interviews, man. But of course, before I get into it, I got to give you our positive moment, because it couldn't be the Pod Daddy without a positive moment. And the positive moment this week is to jump off the porch. Whatever it is you want to do, jump off the porch and do it. Our last few episodes have kind of been the same current theme. Yo, jump off the porch. If you got something you want to do, do it. If you got something you want to do, attack your dreams. And honestly, that's been the whole theme of the whole show. Everybody should be attacking your dreams, yo. Do what you want to do. Jump off the porch. Without further ado, this is the King of Paparazzi, yo. We gonna... Yo, this the Pod Daddy. I got my first guest of the night. I got Miss Sade with me. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, America?
Yeah. Hey, yo, so on the Pod Daddy, I do random questions. So I'm going to ask you some random questions, just two of them, okay? You ready?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Tell me about the worst date you ever been on.
Oh, my God, I went to Red Lobster after I said I don't eat there, and he said the girl butt was bigger than mine.
Man, dudes be so inconsiderate sometimes. Golly, man. Okay, so second question. What is your favorite Disney movie of all time?
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas? Why Pocahontas?
I don't know. She got that long hair. She was just swinging it like new weed.
Okay. This is the Pod Daddy. We on the red carpet. Thank you so much for hitting me.
Yeah, so that's what it was, man. Y'all know on the Pod Daddy, we do random questions. So I just kept the random question theme going the whole night. I'm going to just get right back into it with some more interviews. Yo, we got into some funny stuff, yo.
Yo, my man, you got to give me a red carpet interview, brother. You got to give me a red carpet interview. What's your name, man? What's your name?
My name is Jared.
All right, Jared. I'm the Pod Daddy, man. I'm the King of Pod Paparazzi. This is what I do, man. We on the red carpet, but it's the bricks. On my podcast, I do random questions. You mind if I ask you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so if you had a superpower, what would your superpower be?
My superpower? Probably to fly.
Fly?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you was a wrestler, what would your finishing move be?
My finishing move? Body slam, pick him up and throw him down.
Just a simple body slam? You ain't gonna do it?
Well, maybe a little more. Maybe, like, throw him to the ground and, like...
Hit him with a little few extra. Okay, yeah. So I see you got the white ensemble on. What was you going for, man? Just you don't touch me tonight, huh?
Yeah. Kind of like that. But I figured all white, you know, just something different. You know, look a little fresh.
I can dig it, man. Well, thank you so much for giving me a red carpet interview, man. We live on the bricks, man. It's the Pod Daddy.
So y'all know the Pod Daddy had to, you know what I mean, kind of turning out a little bit. So I wasn't on the red carpet the whole time, man. I ended up being on the steps walking up just to paint a little picture for y'all. We was at the museum. So as you walked up the steps, it was a nice little brick step area, which was red as well. So I just took that as my red carpet experience, man. Y'all know the Pod Daddy is raw. We real, you know what I'm saying? So I chose to be on the bricks. So that's where we was at with it, man.
Yo, this the Pod Daddy. I got a nice looking couple with me, man. Y'all looking good, man. What's y'all names?
Dale.
Shanika.
All right, now what y'all looking forward to most when y'all get up in there? What y'all trying to do?
Get drunk.
I can dig it. All right, so let me ask you this. Y'all got, what's your favorite drink? What's your favorite brand of liquor?
Hennessy.
What about
you? I don't drink.
You don't drink? All right, man, you better keep up, brother. You're going to have to keep up. But hey, man, I don't want to hold y'all up. Y'all get in there, have a good time. This the red carpet right here on the bricks. Y'all have a good time. Yo, we coming to you live on the red carpet at South Carolina Prom. Who I got with me?
Regina.
All right, Miss Regina, it's good to see you. One quick question. I do random questions on my podcast. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Any superpower?
Invisibility.
That's a good one.
Invisibility or teleportation to go somewhere, anywhere you want?
That's a good one, man. So you about to go in here. What you looking forward to most when you walk in here?
I love going to the museum, so looking forward to seeing everybody looking nice and just enjoying the exhibits like I usually do when I come.
I can dig it, yo. Well, you have a great night and enjoy. Thank you. Thank you so much. The king of paparazzi, man. This is the pod daddy. We out here, man. The parking lot is filling up, man. We out here, man. I'm coming to you live on the red carpet. The king of paparazzi, pod daddy. Hold up, hold up. I just seen somebody hop out of Bentley. We got Mr. Belvedere over here too with it. Hold up, sister just stepped out. Hold on. Can I ask y'all a question? I'm doing red carpet interviews. Can I talk to y'all really quickly? Just really quickly? Yes, yes, please. Oh, man, sister is fly. They just got out of Bentley. They got the driver. She got the nice fur on. Come on, let's do this real quick. Peace, y'all. How you doing? Can I get your name, sister?
I'm LaShara.
Okay.
James.
James, okay. And what do you guys do?
I'm a medical biller.
Oh, I'm just a dude.
Oh, man, I could dig it. So I have a podcast. It's called The Pod Daddy. And I like to do random questions. So would y'all like to play with me?
No, sir.
It's just random questions. It's not nothing crazy. Just random questions.
Random questions. He gonna do it.
Okay, so who took the longest to get ready today?
I did.
The fellas, that's been a common theme all day. Okay, so let me ask you guys this. What would be your favorite black movie?
Django.
And Love and Basketball for me. You gone?
Love and Basketball? Okay. Oh, shout out to the chauffeur. Most definitely. Last question for you guys. I don't want to hold you. It's cold out here. If you guys could do one thing to change black culture, what would it be?
Change the education system.
Education. What about you?
I'll say that, but other than that, I love our culture.
So. The culture is definitely fire. Hey, yo, I thank y'all so much for y'all time. Yo, it was good to see black people step out of Bentley like that. Had to get y'all real quick. Y'all enjoy, man. Enjoy y'all night. Peace, y'all. Y'all want to do a little red carpet interview? I know it's cold. Just real quick. Y'all looking good. Y'all looking good. Can I get your name?
China.
Sahara.
Okay. Where y'all from?
I'm from Charleston.
I'm from Jersey.
I'm from Jersey as well, man. That's why I'm doing my interviews on the bricks. You feel me? From North. All right. So let me ask y'all this. Y'all going in here. What y'all looking to for most when y'all walk in?
Just to see the outfits and everybody's put together. I like it.
Just everybody coming together on some positive vibes.
Positivity. So what inspired y'all fits? Because y'all definitely stepped off the porch.
We just wanted to do something a little outside the box. Simple, yeah. But, you know, colorful.
Yeah.
Word up. Y'all look amazing, and I appreciate y'all for giving me some time. It's the Pod Daddy Podcast. Y'all can find it on Apple or Spotify.
Okay.
All right, enjoy. Yeah, so as you can see, man, it took some opening up for some people. Some people was with it, yo. We had a good time, yo. The prom was nothing but black excellence, yo. Yo, them people pulled up in a Bentley. I had to go holler at them. Like, why would I not go holler at the people that pulled up in a Bentley? I'd be doing y'all a disservice. But it was some recurring themes that happened throughout the night. So we're going to get into some of those right now. Yeah, yo, if y'all like anything, y'all hit me at Ramon, LOL. Y'all always feel free to engage, yo. Holler at me. Again, this is the live correspondence from the SC Adult Prime. I'm just giving y'all a little recap, a little live interviews, what actually took place there. You know what I mean? How the people was feeling when they was walking in. So, yeah, y'all sit back and enjoy, y'all. Yo, the pod daddy's back, the king of paparazzi. I got my man Carolina X with me. He is the official DJ for the night at the South Carolina Adult Prime. I'm on the bricks. Fuck the red carpet. It's the bricks, you know what I mean? So, here we go. Yo, this is a dope event, man. It's a nice spot. How you feel about it?
I feel real good, man. Real good. My first time being at the museum in years, and my first time coming back, I'm actually providing the soundtrack for a tremendous occasion. You know, black excellence at its finest. You know, it's going to be a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, man. We're going to throw it up quick. What inspired your fit tonight, man? You looking real clean, man. I like the shoes, man. You sparkly. You looking good, man. What was the inspiration for what you got going on?
Like I said, it's about Black excellence tonight. And, you know, I ain't want to overstep, you know, anybody when it comes down to, you know, the colors and the schemes and everything. Yeah. So I just decided to keep it simple, but at the same time, you know, step on them, man, with the shiny shoes, you know, with the regular, you know, outfit, you know, thanks to ASOS, you know, shop with them. Black
hat. Yeah. Appreciate you checking in with me, bro. This was great, yo. Appreciate you. I'll let you. Real quick. Yo, this is the Pod Daddy. I got some real cool people with me, man. We about to go into the SC Prom, man. What y'all looking to for most when y'all walk in there?
The elegance.
Elegance. That's nice. What about you, brother?
Have fun.
You trying to turn up, dude. Yeah, so what y'all listen to most when y'all turn up? Y'all like to throw on some R&B or y'all throw on the hardcore ratchet rap? What y'all do?
Well, right now, we kind of on our Dolph shit.
Dolph, man. Rest in peace to Dolph.
Dolph.
Word up. R.P. to Dolph. Y'all have fun in there. Y'all, thank y'all for y'all time.
Thank you.
Y'all look nice. Come on. Hey, yo, I just found a turnt this group I seen all night. Okay. Yeah. We on the bricks. You feel me? It's red. You feel me? We thug out the carpet. You feel me? We ain't got time. You go up there, you gonna get all that. You know what I'm saying? No carpet. We thugged out. I gotta say, though, goddamn, you threw on the over the shoulder. You threw the... Hold on. Oh, okay. I was just about that. Okay, would you say that one more time?
Hakeem, you already know. Coming to America, you already know.
Okay, those are the vibes. So what inspired the fit, y'all? What y'all going for?
Nothing specific. You know, we're just doing it out here. You feel me?
Okay. What about you?
I just ordered something.
Y'all cool, though. Okay, so what y'all was listening to on the way in here? I know y'all was bumming something nice. What y'all was listening to?
Yo, Dolph.
Everybody on Dolph, man. R.I.P. Young Dolph, man. Word. So what y'all plan? Got plans for after this? Y'all going out to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna be there too in the line. So I'm gonna come back, double check with y'all.
All red carpets.
Okay. So y'all about to go in here. What y'all looking forward to most? There's a lot of beautiful Black people in there. What y'all looking forward to? The atmosphere, the dancing, the what y'all looking forward to?
Just being around us.
Good music.
Yeah, I'm ready to eat too.
Good music.
Good energy.
Okay. All right, so I ain't gonna hold y'all too much, yo. Y'all been turnt. Y'all appreciate it, yo. I'll see y'all later.
Take care. Be safe.
You too. This the Pod Daddy, man. The king of paparazzi. I'm doing this shit, man. We out here, man. Red carpet. Correspondence, man. Add journalism to what I do. You know what I'm saying? Put the journalism feather in my cap. We having fun, man. A lot of people keep bringing up Dolph. And that's crazy, man. It's crazy to lose, you know, our icons. You know what I'm saying? Because Dolph was an icon, man. I'm sure he had a lot of people following him in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people even outside of Memphis following him. So it's just crazy when we losing such good people. Especially at the clip that we losing them. You know what I'm saying? King Von's and the XXXTentacion's and the Pop Smokes. You know what I mean? This is a celebration of Black excellence. And at the same time, we can't forget about the fallen soldiers. So I appreciate everybody that keep bringing up Dolph every time. Because we need that. Yo, this is the Pod Daddy. I'm going to keep going with the interviews. I'm going to try and get some inside correspondence soon. I'm going to be doing this all night, man. So we out here, man. I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. Keep rocking with me. Let's do it. It's the Pod Daddy. What's good, man? I got a beautiful guest with me, man. You looking amazing. I like your locks.
Thank you.
Can I get your name?
Gianna.
All right, Gianna. What inspired your locks, man? What made you do that?
Well, I got it from my brother, actually. He's been growing his for a long time. Then my niece hopped on, and I was like, why not?
Oh, so y'all got a whole family of locked, beautiful Black people. That's what's up. So we out here celebrating black excellence and all of that. You got a business or anything like that you want to shout out?
I do not have a business, but I am a teacher.
Oh, you a teacher. Okay, what grade do you teach?
I teach preschool right now in North Carolina and Charlotte.
Word up. So tell me one thing that you think that parents should know sending their kids to school.
I think that they should always remind them that they can do anything they want to in life. I watch him from when I met him in high school, and he's doing great things here. So I think just remind your kids that You can do anything.
Word up, yo. I believe the children are the future. Thank you, y'all. Appreciate your time. Yeah, 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 man. It's the Pod Daddy. I got a beautiful young lady with me. Can I get your name?
Kiara.
All right, Miss Kiara. On my podcast, I like to do random questions. So I'm going to ask you a few, all right?
Okay.
Okay. You looking real mermaidish.
Oh, thank you.
What is your favorite Disney movie?
I would have to say Cruella.
Okay, the Dalmatians.
Yeah.
Okay, why you like the Dalmatians? Are you a villain?
No. I just really like that movie. I work for kids. So they really like that movie too. So it just made me even love it even more.
Word up. So what you do with kids? What you do?
I'm director of an after school program. I have a bachelor's in elementary ed.
Oh man, that's fire. That's fire. If there was anything that you could tell parents listening at home, you know, what they should tell their kids before they go to school or anything like that, what would you tell them?
Well, I would say send them to school on a positive note because it'll affect them all day.
Word up. Speaking of positive notes, she about to go in this prom and have a good time. What type of music you listen to? You a twerker? You like the little Dirk thing? What you do?
I like a little Pooh Shiesty, a little Summer Walker here and there.
A little Ratchismo. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that, yo. Well, you're beautiful. I hope you have a good time in there. I'm the Pod Daddy, so make sure you follow me on Apple Music and all of that, yo. You have fun, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, yo. I did a lot of freaking interviews, man, and I just couldn't put them all in. But I had a lot of people talk about Dolph. I talked to a lot of people that were teachers. That was just a random thing that just kept happening. I gotta give a shout out to Mama Met because I fucked our whole interview up, and she was the best one. Man, none of y'all had nothing on Mama Met. Leo, your mother is the dopest person probably that I've ever met, and I messed the whole interview up, but we gonna do this again. Leo will be on here with me. Bring your mom, bro, please, because she was hilarious. But yeah, we're gonna get right back into more interviews. We're gonna get right back into live correspondence from the South Carolina prom. Yeah, man, let's do it.
I got the man of the hour. I knew I was in the right spot at the right time. Coming up the steps for the red carpet, but we on the bricks because that's how we do it at the Pod Daddy. We keep it raw. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I got my man Leo with me. This is a special event, man. Thank you so much for having with me.
Most definitely, man. Thank you for being here.
Word up, man. Thank you so much. So, you know, on the Pod Daddy, I do random questions. So, I'm going to do some random questions with you. We just going to do, you know what I'm saying? Let's have some fun, man. So, what made you do this?
Love. Black love. We need to see that. We need it in essence. We need it in abundance. So, today, I want to give everybody a chance to recreate a memory. If they didn't create the memory before, today is definitely the day. So, people that been to prom, they get to experience it again. And if you miss prom, you get to experience it for the first time.
Okay. So let me ask you this, man. What inspired the fit, man? What you trying to give them today?
I'm trying to give them like P. Diddy. P. Diddy, you Diddy. Know. Yeah, Diddy. Diddy, yeah.
Okay. I ain't going to hold you too long. I know you got to go in there and do your thing, but I just want to get a couple minutes with you, man. We're going to come back and we're going to do a real pod one-on-one. You're going to come down and sit through. I see we got other people coming in. Y'all come over, man. Come through. Come in. Hold up. Introduce me to the brothers. What's up, brother?
My name is Therese.
How you doing, Marie? Yeah.
Jungle, you know.
All right, word up. This is the Pod Daddy Podcast. I'm the king of paparazzi, man. I do this all the time. You know what I mean? We on the red carpets, but it's the bricks. You feel me? Let's do it. So let me ask you this, yo. What would be your favorite gangster movie?
Favorite gangster movie? Scarface, of course, bro. All
right, what about you?
New Jack City.
New Jack City? Oh, okay. So y'all about to walk in here, y'all about to do y'all thing. What y'all looking to for most in there?
Hey, man, just to enjoy ourselves, man. It's a safe environment. We creating different culture around here. It's a culture shock, and that's what I love about it, man.
That's what's up, man. Y'all have fun in there, man. This is the Pod Daddy. Hey, yo, this is the Pod Daddy Podcast. I'm here with some fly brothers, man. Fly, real fly, man. Can I get y'all names?
My name is Tyrell, man. Tyrell Lewis.
All right.
Randall Latimer. All
right, where y'all from, man? Y'all from Columbia?
Yeah, man, Columbia, Bluff Road, man. They call it 48, man.
Bluff Road.
Okay, 48 boys, man. 48. That's where they say Pastor Joy from, right?
Yeah, That's what they say, but I don't never see them. So.
You ain't never seen them. We ain't never seen them. Okay, okay, okay. So you got the nice jacket on. You got the smooth little tux. What inspired these fits, man? Y'all was trying to go, but I can see y'all was trying to hit them with the razzle dazzle. What's up?
Man, yeah. Man, it's just like, you know, they used to seeing us in, you know, the street clothes, street wear, you know what I'm saying? They judge us kind of way. They ain't know we can clean up really nice, you know, so we had to show them that, you know, black
issue. Yeah, man. I went for that Al Pacino look, man. That's my boy, man.
Al Pacino. Okay, so let's do movies, yo. So y'all tell me y'all favorite gangster movie.
Man, Menace to Society and New Jack City, man, hands down, man.
You look like Nino Brown, too. Yeah, I could tell. What about you, bro?
I say Menace to Society and American Gangster with Denzel Washington.
Oh, American Gangster, sneaky good one, man. I ain't going to hold y'all up, yo. This the Pod Daddy. Make sure y'all follow me on Apple Music. Y'all be able to find it on there if y'all want to hear yourselves, man. Yo, appreciate y'all time, man. This the red carpet, but we on the bricks, baby.
Just our voice anyway, right?
Oh. Yeah, we out here, man. Hey, yo. I got Columbia's Finest on the podcast. This is the Pod Daddy, the king of pod paparazzi. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous, man. I don't talk to the cops like that. Officer Grant and Officer Deputy. Okay, hold on. Wait, hold on. You say your name. Hold on.
Deputy Grant, Deputy Forbes.
Okay, you got to put some respect on that. What's the difference between deputy and officer?
Well, the deputies work for the county and the city officers work for the city.
I can dig it. Okay. I can dig it. All right. So on my podcast, I like to do random questions. But before we get into that, I just want to ask y'all, this is the SCE Adult Prom. How y'all feel about working the venue?
It's actually pretty good. I'm actually having fun trying not to dance, trying to be professional.
I can dig it. What about you?
It definitely don't feel like work. I mean, the vibe is everything in here. Everybody's beautiful. It's classy. We're having a good time.
Where you from?
I'm from New York.
I'm from Jersey. I could tell. Word up. Okay, so random questions is what I like to do. I know y'all got to get back to work, so we're just going to do two quick ones. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Cruella.
That's not a movie. Cruella?
It's Cruella.
Why do people... That's
my daughter got me. I like the remake of it. I like it.
Okay, you're the second person that said Cruella. What about you, sister?
So I like a classic. Not many people might know. It's called Fox and the Hound.
No, that's a great movie.
Made me cry, you know? Maybe she had a few tears.
Okay. So last question. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
My superpower would be the ability to save everyone.
God damn it. You a fucking cop. What about you, sister?
I want to have the power to predict the future.
So you can stop crime?
Sure.
All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. Yo, this is the Pod Daddy, y'all. I appreciate y'all.
Yo, that fucking Cruella movie had me going crazy the whole night because people kept saying that shit, and I forgot that there was a remake. So whenever they said it, I was like, yo, you talking about 101 Dalmatians? But they really, every one of those people was talking about the new one. Like, when I'm listening back to it, and I'm like, okay. All right, that's cool. But yeah, yo, we had mad fun for a quick second. Of course, I had to get real me. So it was a couple people that I had to get deep with. Not deep per se, but I had to ask them something that is going on in the times, man. So we got into COVID real quick. It's a couple people that I just had a couple quick correspondence with about how they felt about COVID and the vaccine and just being out. Sit back. Yo, this is the Pod Daddy, the king of paparazzi. I got some beautiful ladies with me. Where y'all from?
From Spartanburg. Well, I'm from Georgia, but we coming from Spartanburg.
I'm from Jacksonville, North Carolina, but I'm coming from Spartanburg.
Oh, North Carolina. Okay. So what bring y'all here tonight?
The prom, the adult prom. We just... getting out the house.
I could dig it. So, y'all here, everybody, you know, got the little COVID concerns and stuff like that. Are y'all nervous about re-entering the atmosphere amongst COVID?
No.
I'm not.
No.
I just feel like, not what's COVID.
What's COVID?
I could dig it, man. It's cold out here. I ain't gonna hold y'all too much longer. Let me just ask y'all a nice fun question. So, y'all about to go in here. Y'all both single?
Yeah.
So, y'all looking? But y'all not, you know what I'm saying? Y'all trying to do y'all thing in there, huh?
Right.
Okay. So if y'all had, what's your celebrity crush?
My celebrity crush, he did, but it's Kevon and Nipsey.
I would say Kendrick.
Ooh, you like the alternative niggas. Okay. Well, I ain't going to hold y'all too long. Just wanted to get some random questions from y'all. The prom is that way. Red carpet is right up there. Y'all enjoy. Y'all look beautiful. See you. Yo, this is the Pod Daddy. I got a beautiful couple with me, man. Beautiful black couple, man. Looking good. Y'all got the purple one. What made y'all go purple? Y'all going royal tonight?
Well, yeah. You know, and purple is next to godly, so.
Okay, what about you, brother?
I mean, you look good on me, you know what I'm saying? So I figure I will.
I can dig it. So I like to do random questions on my podcast. I'll ask y'all a couple, just two or three random questions. Who took the longest to get dressed today?
You see, I'm still getting dressed.
Okay, that's been a theme today. The fellas been taking some time. Okay. So if y'all had a superpower, what would be a superpower?
To become invisible.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a superpower, yeah, I would like to be extra strong or something, I guess. I don't know, you know.
Would you be a good guy or a villain?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I'd be a good guy. I'm a good guy.
See, she kept it real. Hey, yo, y'all looking beautiful tonight, man. I hope y'all have a good time. This the party before the party. I'm just trying to get it, you know what I'm saying? Get y'all in the mood. Before we go in, y'all did mention just y'all beautiful black people. So I want to stick on that real quick. Are y'all in any of the real estate or the crypto or the big business boom that's going on with us?
Well, I was looking into the crypto.
Okay. What about you, brother?
No, not too much, you know.
You just a get money nigga how it come.
Yeah, for sure. That's it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But it is what it is, though. That's what it is. So as far as COVID, we back out here in COVID. Is this y'all first party since COVID?
No.
How y'all feel about the vaccine?
I'm not cool with that.
Yeah, I feel you. You know, it is what it is. Most of us feel the same way. All right, yo, but I thank y'all for taking some time with me, yo. Y'all are beautiful. Y'all going to have fun in there. Y'all do your thing, man. Appreciate it. This is the Pod Daddy. It's available on Apple Music, Spotify, everything. The Pod Daddy. How y'all doing? Y'all have fun in there.
Yeah. It's not video, right?
It's just talking. No, I was just talking. You ready? So, yeah, this is the Pod Daddy. We back on the red carpet, but I'm actually on the bricks, baby. I got my second guest of the night with me. Can I have your name?
Nurse Tip.
All right, Nurse Tip. It's good to see you. On my podcast, I do random questions. So I'm going to ask you a random question, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, so your fit is really nice.
Thank you.
What's your favorite Cinderella story?
Next question. I don't know. Hold on.
You don't got no, like, a, you know, like any of them good Tiana, like anything that's a good, like, fairy tale type vibe.
I can't even think of one right now. I've been a COVID nurse for the last 2 years. I don't have no fairy tales.
Okay, so hold up. That's interesting. So how do you feel about returning to an event like this in the midst of COVID?
I'm ready to party, and we should be partying. If you're going to make us vaccinate and go wear a mask, but don't stop us from living our life. It's causing more depression and more problems. So I'm ready to turn up.
I totally agree with that. You know, this was worth it. I like that answer, yo. Thank you so much, Nurse Tiff, for rocking with me. This is the Pod Daddy. Make sure you follow me on social media at Ramon LOL. All right, baby. Yeah. So that, man, that's crazy, yo. That COVID, everybody got a different opinion. I definitely want to hear y'all's, yo. Let me know what's up. But one thing I will say is being in there, everybody was safe. Everybody felt comfortable. The vibe was real positive. So therefore, the energy was real positive. So therefore, you didn't think about, oh, this is some bullshit. We all up on each other. You know what I'm saying? It didn't feel like that. It felt like, yo, we here to have a good time. And my brothers and sisters ain't gonna put me in no harm's way. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was just there having a great time. There was so much that happened this night. And I was able to get some good interviews with some dope people, and I was able to get some good announcements.
So, yo, listen to a couple of announcements that I got. This is one of them. After that, we're going to get into by far the greatest point in the night. But just sit back with me. Listen to this next part.
What's up, man? Live and direct, man. The Pod Daddy. I'm meeting people, man. My brother Jamico just came up the steps. He's with his lovely queen. Come on over here, man. It's nice to meet you. This is the red carpet, but we really on the bricks, man. Y'all, I love to see y'all, man. Black excellence is out here, man. How y'all doing? What's up?
Doing real good, bro. We doing good, man. How you?
I'm good, man. It's good to see you. What's up, Lake?
Hey, how you doing? I'm
Audrey. Exactly. All right. So I do random questions on my podcast. So I'm going to ask y'all some random questions real quick. Who took the longest to get dressed? Jamico.
Yeah, actually, because, you know, you had to iron your clothes and all that. So I had my stuff out already.
Ain't nothing wrong with ironing. Okay, so, all right, so this the adult prom. Y'all grown. Yeah. After prom, yeah. You gonna give them something?
Listen.
I mean, hey, whatever flows the boat.
Oh, so we got baby in the oven? Yes, man, you the second. You the second person tonight to announce a baby on the podcast. I don't know if this is an announcement, but it's an announcement to me because I didn't know.
Yeah. It's first. We just figured out, so.
Word up. So y'all having a kid, man. What y'all looking forward to most about second-time parents, correct?
Yes, sir.
What y'all looking to? Y'all about to do this for the second time. How you think y'all going to do it? Anything different, you think, or same vibe? What y'all think y'all going to do different? Anything you learned?
More so of being more firm parents, because we're not as firm with our first child like we should be with maybe with our second child. We're learning things with our first child, so I guess when the second child is born, we have to do things a lot different.
I could dig it. What about you, bro?
I think it'll be easier now. We know we learn from our mistakes, so now it's just time to learn from them and put it in this one. That's why. Yeah. I think it'll be easier.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. This the party before the party, so y'all have fun in there. Y'all walk up these steps looking beautiful as y'all are. Man, y'all pulling it off, man. I like that, brother. Y'all doing the damn thing. Y'all have fun.
You too, bro. Good to see you, bro.
Word up.
Okay, so this next part was really an honor and a privilege. During the prom, Matt proposed to his fucking girl, who's his best friend and has been his longtime best friend. I never seen nothing like that, man. I almost cried in there. It was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Just to see something like that. And I was able to get their reactions pretty much like right afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Along with Matt's right-hand man, Eddie. Like, you know what I mean? So these are their interviews right after the proposal, like literally right after the proposal. And if you were there, you know how that felt. If you weren't there, you're gonna feel it right now. So yeah.
Yo, this is the Pod Daddy, man. I'm so excited, man. We just witnessed something joyous. It was a beautiful occasion. I got a special guest with me, one of Leo's closest friends, a member of Rowan, correct? Can I get your name, bro?
This is Eddie Eads. I've been Leo's big bro, mentor, you know, for probably the past, 10 years. So just happy to be here.
Word up, man. I appreciate it. Yo, we just watched my man get engaged, man. How you feel about that, man? It's beautiful.
Listen, that was probably one of my greatest moments this year, probably the past couple of years, just seeing somebody that I've watched evolve into the mogul that he is, propose to the woman that is coming to his life and just built him up to be the greatest man that he can be, astonishing. Just the whole evening is beautiful.
Word up. Okay, so I think I started off by saying that we were going to do random questions, but I think I got something better for us. I start every podcast off with a positive moment. I want to know something positive that's happened to you this week.
Well, something positive that's happened to me this week would probably be this prom. Moving to Atlanta and, getting situated there, to come here and to see not only my home city, but, the people that I've been to high school with, really just come together and create something as momentous as what this evening is. It's been the highlight of my week by far.
That's fire, man. And you know what? I do want to hit you with one random question. If you could do anything, if you could do anything to improve our community as black people, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to give you one more after this. One serious one, one play one. If you could do anything to improve our black community, what would it be, brother?
I think what we need to do, I was a part of the Million Man March last year, and to see how the community comes together to create something so momentous, we definitely need more opportunities to get, you know, our leaders, not our political leaders per se, but our leaders in the community together so that we can really create some kind of coalition to create different opportunities for the youth, to create opportunities for us to be able to elevate Columbia to the next step, and even beyond that. So that's what I would say.
That's fire. All right, so our play question. What's your favorite black movie?
I would definitely have to go with a solid-ass Soul Food.
Soul Food.
Listen, I was like, there's nothing like family. There's nothing like drama that comes with family. I was like, but at the end of the day, we come together over a good meal. We collect ourselves. We get over our shit, and, you know, we eat.
But Shorty was fucking her man.
Hey, listen. I've heard worse in black families. I was like, so, you know, we do what we need to do, man. I was like, but, you know, we get past it. I was like, you know, we apologize. Now, that situation, Cousin Faith shouldn't have did that. But, you know, in the Lord's eyes, all is forgiven. So,
hey, yo, Mr. Eddie, yo, I appreciate you. Yo, you stepped outside of the prom. You chopped it up with me. Yo, I appreciate it, man. This is a beautiful event. I appreciate all y'all doing for the community, man. Y'all are really touching souls. It's a whole bunch of black people in there having a good time. It's police in there walking around thinking that something's supposed to jump off, but ain't nothing going to jump off because we doing this.
This evening is all about black excellence. I was like, that's why I came down here. That's why I wanted to be a part of this. We are in here having a safe time, having a great time. No bullshit popping off. We just really in here just really showing what black excellence looks like, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Word up, man. I appreciate your time, yo. It's cold as fuck out here. Let's get back inside, man.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, yo, this is the Pod Daddy, man, the king of paparazzi, yo. I'm still out here, man. We just witnessed a joyous occasion, man. Leo just proposed to his girl, man. That was beautiful. We got firsthand information from one of Leo's best friends. We still rocking out, man. We're going to go back in here. After that, I'm going to try and get some let out stuff. We about to do the Roy. We turning up, man. Let's go. Yo, 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 this is the Pod Daddy, man, the king of paparazzi. Yo, I got the woman of the hour. I had the man of the hour early. I got the woman of the hour. And not just that now, we got a fiance. It's a fiance. That's what they say, right? It's a fiance. How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
I am extremely caught off guard. I am extremely happy. Definitely just caught off guard. I was not expecting that tonight. That's my best friend, so I was expecting that at some point in time, but the way he did it tonight was beautiful, so I'm very happy.
I could dig it, man. So on my podcast, I do random questions, so I'm just going to ask you a couple random questions, you dig? Especially with the joyous occasion that we just went through, okay? So we getting live. Congrats. Oh, man, Metro just walked in, bro. Congratulations to you, brother.
Congratulations to both of us, brother.
Come on now. You just took a big step, man. A lot of people not willing to do that. When you recognize that you're with a good woman, now not many people can take that step. How scared were you when you were up there getting ready to do that?
I wasn't really scared. I wasn't scared at all to do that. Just a little overwhelmed with emotions, but I wasn't scared.
You shouted out your family real quick. And you gave honor to your grandfather. That was touching to me because my grandfather passed away. What did your grandfather mean for you and your upbringing?
A lot. As far as, like, everything I know, as far as peace, just helping me become a better man, controlling my emotions, the most thing you talk about.
Word up. So you right here, but this random questions is for Miss Janae. I want you to stay here. You ain't got to go nowhere. I want you to hear the answers, man. Stay right here. So random questions. Destination wedding or a home wedding?
I love a destination wedding, but I know we have a lot of family on both sides, so it's something to decide. But
I think to stop all the problems, we don't go out of state.
If y'all just dip off, can't nobody, you know what I'm saying, fuck it. Okay, just one more question. What are you more into, roses or gifts or words of affirmation?
Words of affirmation, for sure. I like to definitely just more about emotion and expressing yourself. And yeah, that's really it. Definitely knowing how to express yourself and tell somebody how much you mean to them. That means a lot. They'll take you a long way.
That's fire. Hey, yo, men's emotions are usually put to the side. I want you to answer that too. What do you like, brother? Like, one, I want to know how you best give love, and then you tell me what you like to receive. Because men's emotions are usually put to the side. So you tell me, how do you like to give it, and then tell me how you like to receive it?
Affirmations. I think affirmations is important, so I like to give a lot of affirmations. Reminder every day. As far as, like, what I like to receive, I think we got a quick, an equal balance, so I don't even pay attention to what I'm receiving. It's just there, you know what I'm saying? So.
That's fire, yo. This is a fucking beautiful relationship, man. We gonna clap it up for these two beautiful couples, Janae, Leo. Much love, yo. I appreciate y'all for having me, man. This is the Pod Daddy, the King of Paparazzi. Let's go.
Man, goddamn. That was like, it was, I don't even know what to say, yo. Like, just to be a part of everything that I was a part of and to witness all of those people having a good time. And then also to see, to cap it off, to see somebody actually get proposed to at a prom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it was like Cinderella found a shoe. Like, it was beautiful, man. I was asking all these Disney questions, and it was just the icing on the cake, the cherry on top. Man, I don't know what to say, man. It was a joyous occasion. This is just part one. I'm gonna do part two of this. So I got so many more interviews. But I feel like just to cap this off and just to give y'all just a little taste of what went on this night, man. We ain't even getting to the swag surfing. God damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like people had we had a ball in there. You know what I mean? So I got more interviews. I got more stuff to come for y'all. I'm going to give y'all part two right now. I mean, part one right now. Part two will be coming later in the week. Thank y'all so much for rocking with me. You already know how we do, man. This is the Pod Daddy. I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all liking and y'all subscribing. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. I kept saying Apple Music for some reason the whole time. But, yeah, follow me on Apple Podcasts. Follow me on Spotify. I'm available on Anchor. Hit me up on everything, man. This was fun. Shout out to the newlyweds. Well, not newlyweds. The newly fiancés, soon to be newlyweds. Shout out to them. Shout out to Jamiko having a baby. Shout out to everybody that did an interview with me. Y'all were all dope. Part two coming soon. This is the Pod Daddy. 1.